Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bringing you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
Were you able to find any silver linings in the Cubs' 9-3 loss to the Brewers in Game 1 of the NLDS?
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. Those 3 home runs were good. That's it. I appreciate the hitters doing their jobs and trying to make something happen. Obviously, the one by Michael Busch is the most important because it gave the Cubs the early and very short-lived lead. But Ian Happ also coming through, and frankly, those are important at-bats because there's a good chance you're going to see the Brewers again. And if you get lucky enough to see Peralta again, you want to see what he's throwing in the playoffs. That guy makes adjustments not just year in, year out, but game in, game out. He's kind of like Jameson Taillon in that way and what he wants to throw, what his approaches are. So the more you can see a pitcher, the better. And I think that is my silver lining is I wanted the Cubs to manufacture more slug. They did it. It's just the other team didn't have to, and they scored 9 runs. But yes, 3 home runs in a Cubs game is a welcome change of pace.
Listen, I'm with you, Layla. They need to slug. They need to get more people on base. But if we're talking about silver lining specifically, I got to go with a couple of guys getting the home runs. Michael Busch stays hot. That's important. They're going to need him to be hot. He's in the top third of the order. Hopefully he's in the leadoff spot. I don't care if a left-hander's on the mound. You know what he is in this playoffs against left-handed pitching? 2-for-4.
Okay.
2-for-4.
We'll take it.
Small sample size, but guess what? We're in a small sample size situation when we talk about the postseason. Also, Nico Hoerner, 2-for-4. Just roll your regular lineup out there and deal with Quinn Priester when he checks in.
He had the home run, too.
That is important. But also what's important is that Ian Happ has had 2 games in a row with 2 good swings, the double and now the home run. You need everybody to feel like they're finding a little something and feeling good at the plate. I think that is a good enough thing to take away from this.
Christian Yelich only had 1 hit in the game. There's a good thing. Good
that
job.
That was kind of surprising when you think about it.
He didn't get in on the party.
Yeah, if there's one person who I wouldn't call him a pain in the ass because he's – you know,
he's just too good to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's it. So, yes, Christian Yelich having only 1 hit was kind of amazing.
He did walk once, too, and he scored 2 runs. So we'll give the pitching staff half a bear for that. Good
I don't
job.
Think that's how you wanted that to go.
It wasn't necessarily, but
that's
I gotta come
Jackson
up with something
Churio
here.
Just on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron Civale, thank you for your 55 pitches. Appreciate that.
We'll see you next series.
Ben Brown, good to see you. Good to see you, Ben Brown. 43 pitches, and then I guess I will say this, and this is hard to do, but good for Caleb Durbin. He is from Lake Forest. Lake Forest guy. He did have a 2-run single, so I guess we protect our own in some ways.
Jump him.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I hear he's a really good kid, so and he is from Lake Forest. You guys are asking us to come up with positive things from one of the worst losses the Cubs have ever had.
Ever?
Like, really? Like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of getting beat up in the postseason, like, I'd have to go back and look. But this is probably, in terms of deficit, a 6-run loss in a playoff game, probably up there, guys. Probably up there with the worst ever.
We haven't even talked about the fact that they had 12 strikeouts.
12 like, strikeouts.
It wasn't just the pitching completely failing.
Is that a lot?
Grasping at straws right now.
Like, Peralta had 9 Ks.
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah, you had a six-run first inning. Soroka comes in and gives up a, hey, come on into the game. Here's Jackson Chourio for you, two-run hit. Not Jackson Chourio left the game.
Also, did William Contreras just kind of pick up where his brother left off? That's what I feel like. He was trash-talking a bit.
Number two.
Let's set the over-under on Shota Imanaga home runs allowed at 1.5. Are you taking the over or the under?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Layla's taking both.
Yeah, I hate to be that girl, but I'm going to be that girl again. I'm taking the over. It's just, especially in that ballpark too, when the shadows are not an issue and it's at night, it is really easy to see the ball coming out of somebody's hand, especially if they leave it a little high and it's not as fast as they like to throw it. You feel me. You hear what I'm trying to say here. So even though the Brewers did not hit a home run as a team in game one, I wouldn't be surprised if there were two in game two. And I'm kind of looking in the direction of Christian Yelich. I feel like it might be, or Andrew Vaughn.
More Vaughn than Yelich. The lefty on lefty crime is going to be tough, but the Vaughn thing, you can actually, you can see it coming,
Yelich,
right?
Yelich can turn on him every now and then, even now. But yeah, so yeah, over for me. I'm sorry, I want to be wrong. And if I am, I'll be like, guess what, guys? I was wrong. It feels great. That's what I did the other day, and it was awesome. So,
Layla,
was
Mark.
It Layla? Was it?
It was, yeah. I love that when I'm pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Layla, Mark, check it out. I'm looking for reasons not to take the over, right? So I went back through Shota Imanaga's last 10 starts, in which, of course, each of them, he's given up a home run. And I say starts. His last 10 outings, because the last time he had an opener, right? Andrew Kittredge opened for him. So I went through his last 10 outings. He's given up in home runs in all of them. But I was like, well, let me see when the home runs are given up. Maybe it's not that early. Because I think at some point, if he gives up a home run, Craig Counsell would just take him out. But he wouldn't do that if it was like his first inning, right? You can't see him doing that. So let me tell you when his home runs were given up in his last 10 outings. The first home run was given up in the last outing in his fourth inning of work.
Okay.
The last regular season outing, it was his third inning of work. The outing before that, actually the three previous outings before that, all first inning home runs.
Awesome.
The outing before that, a fourth inning home run. The outing before that, another first inning home run. The outing before that, a second inning home run. Then a fourth inning home run and a third inning home run. So half of these outings, he's given up a home run in either the first or second inning. Four times in 10 outings, he's given up a home run in his first inning of work. It's not good. I got to take the over just based on that.
I think I took the under last time we did this question, and unfortunately we're doing this question again. I think this girl also is going to take the over on the home runs for Shota Imanaga. And,
yeah, girl.
And I am risking, I realize this, I have been told I just lost another bear. I am melting right now, probably for the Caleb Durbin thing, for saying that he did a good thing.
Can't even believe it!
Because he is of us. But yeah, Shota on the over, yes. Over.
If I set that over at 2.5, would you still take the over?
Oh, wow. You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
Okay, so 2 is the number. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If the Cubs lose this game, is it over?
The statistical likelihood of 3 home runs being given up in a playoff game by the same pitcher is kind of like the statistical likelihood of the Brewers scoring 6 in the first inning.
Can't happen twice, right?
It hurts so badly.
Grody, everyone bleeps the bed. The Cubs did on Saturday. So is the caller saying or the texter saying that the crew will bleep the bed tonight? What have ye?
Pretty confident in my, even though I did get some bomb food from Gharib Nawaz on Uber Eats, I'm pretty confident that I'll be okay.
Gharib Nawaz? Say more.
It's this awesome like Indian Pakistani food place in Lincoln Park, and their Twitter was like, order Gharib Nawaz or else, and I was like, I'm in.
Ooh, I don't know enough people who love Indian food. I love
Gharib
Indian
Nawaz
food.
Is awesome, and their Twitter used to be hilariously nihilistic. I'm into all of it.
Nice.
Yeah, they have great food.
Let's
and I'm, they're
it.
Not paying me to say this. I just, if you know, you know.
Number 3.
Third question here in 5 on it. Raheemy Harris and Grody. Which starting pitchers on the Chicago Cubs do you currently trust at this moment?
Jameson Taillon.
Jameson Taillon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we name another?
Yeah, I can.
Daniel Palencia. He's still in my circle.
He's not a starting pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Crud.
You broke the rules, Layla, because you're a rule breaker.
Rule breaker.
Well, listen, on full rest in my trust circle is the aforementioned Jameson Taillon and Colin Ray and also Matthew Boyd on full rest.
Cade Horton.
Yes, Cade Horton also on full rest. I'll take him too. That's four guys I trust. Four guys I trust. On short rest, I don't trust any of them.
Here's the real question. Which of those guys do you trust Craig Counsell to manage correctly? Because let's face it, all these guys have lost their powers from the first half. Except for somehow Jameson Taillon. He's our hero right now.
Colin Ray hasn't lost his powers. Go look at his. I'll tell you off the top of my head.
I have his game log in front of me.
September, October.
I know.
2.63 ERA. You know the best part about his 27 and a third innings pitch in September and October? The very best part? Zero home runs allowed.
He's new money, though. He's new money. Like, you can't trust new money.
Yes, you can.
He's been really good lately.
Listen.
Is he going to, at some point in time, Colin Ray is going to turn back into a fifth starter? That's what I worry about.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, okay, is it better or worse than Matthew Boyd turning into a bullpen?
Well, that's a good question, Layla.
Because that's how I feel about this. So, Colin Ray, let's look at his starts in that month of September. As we mentioned, in the 12-1 win over St. Louis, he allowed no runs. In the win over a playoff team in Cincinnati, he had 11 strikeouts and allowed no runs with seven innings. In the game against Tampa, he allowed three earned runs over five and a third, and that was the one real blemish for him outside of the four-inning appearance against Atlanta. And on Sunday against Washington, the Nationals, he threw six strikeouts and gave up only one earned run. That is enough for me. That was enough for me to say I'm going to take this risk knowing my pitcher in Matthew Boyd, who is older and has thrown way too many innings because he's the dad who steps up, shouldn't be asked to step up again in that moment. I still would have liked my... He's at least going to give you more innings. Like, that's the other part of this for me.
At this point, the Cubs are asking Matthew Boyd to not only take them out, but also to order this food to go so that they can take it back home for their kids. That's not what we want at this point in the season.
Unless it's Kareem Nawaz.
Oh, hell
you guys,
yeah, man.
You got to get on board with them.
Mark in the night. This is a texter.
They're also a reasonably priced place, which is very hard to find.
Are you sure you're not doing an endorsement for them? Now we're getting to reasonably priced?
Their Twitter account threats remind me of my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or else was a big one with Amir. Yeah.
Amir. Mark, in the 1929 World Series, the Cubs blew an 8-0 lead to the Philadelphia Athletics. By giving up 10 runs in one inning. Thank you. I have a personal research staff right here.
America did not have a good year in 1929 either.
That's facts.
I'll tell you about 1929.
Number four.
I don't think you can.
Roaring 20s?
Things had stopped roaring by 1929. I'm here to tell you.
This is bad. If we're going back to 1929 to feel better.
As if the 2001 Mariners wasn't enough of a coping mechanism.
Question number four here on Five on It. Did the Cubs make a mistake not having Javier Assad on the roster?
I just don't get it. I don't understand why he's not on the playoff roster. And I know Mark's like, well, he allows a lot of base runners. So does everybody else.
You don't want, but you know ahead of time, at least with this guy, that you don't. And he gets out of the trouble all the time. But are you going to trust him with runners on second and third? Or are you going to be like, Craig?
Craigers? This is a relative decision. And if it's like Javier Assad or Soroka for me, I'm going Assad.
Yeah, but it's not going to be that tonight. It would be
Palencia.
Well,
it physically can't be anymore.
Well, exactly. You got all your heavies back tonight. You got Palencia and Pomerantz and Kittredge and Thielbar. They're all ready to go tonight, which is another good reason. Maybe Shota is secretly the opener tonight.
Well, he may play the role of opener, and that would not be good.
Starting pitcher being an opener for himself.
Listen, the best part about that usage you talk about, Mark, of all those bullpen parts is you had a day off yesterday and you have a day off tomorrow. So
that is truth.
You're throwing the kitchen sink out there in one sense if you're Craig Counsell tonight, because first of all, you don't want to go down 0-2. Second of all, this is one of those things where if you do pitch guys tonight, it's not a big deal because they can pitch again on Thursday or Wednesday with no issues.
That's a great point.
Our 5-on-it segment is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Number five.
Last question here on 5-on-it with Raheemy Harris and Grody. Are you annoyed that we're having 80-degree days in the month of October here in the great city of Chicago?
Oh, to everybody who says, oh, Layla, you're not from here, blah, 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 blah.
I don't understand the maniacal
welcome
laughter.
To my it's climate. You know what happens? It's the annoying season becomes the one that's longest. Here it was the winter for 9 months where I come from. It's 90 degrees. It's 6 o'clock in the morning on October 31st. Summer lasts forever. It's oppressive and you hate it. And the leaves are changing color, but you don't know why, really, because there's not a chill in the air. Welcome to my world. The good news is you get a tan. So that's how I look at it. Like, I'm a little more tan a little later in the year because it's nice right now outside. I got to do Walktober outside, my friend's Walktober challenge. I got to walk 6 miles every day the last 3 days in a row.
That's 18 miles.
Yep. So you know what? I like it.
You've walked 6 miles every day?
For the past 3 days.
That's pretty
good. But it takes a while.
They're
like, today I can't do that. Today I got to dial it back. But, you know, she said I need a buddy for Walktober, and I was like, I am your ringer. You've come to the right place. No, it's going to stop anyway tonight. Tonight that cold front's going to hit, and then everything is fine for you all.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the term, Robbie, since you submitted this question, Indian summer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Indian summer, by definition, it's a period of unusually dry, warm weather in the autumn season. That's what we're in right now. And this will be an Indian summer day in that it is a warm day, but it's followed by a cool, chilly night, and things are starting to turn here overnight. I am here for all of the 80-degree days while we have them because I understand what happens after the 80-degree days end.
Take it down a little bit. Get me to the upper 60s, lower 70s. Like, I'm done.
The 70s have disappeared.
We had a lot of...
Like, we haven't had a lot of 70s.
No, you're right. And we've had a lot of 90s this summer. Like, I woke up yesterday, and I was looking at... Because I had to go to a confirmation/baptism ceremony at St. Clement in Lincoln Park. Shout out. Those guys, let me tell you, that's some good churching over there. But...
is that an endorsement?
It is an endorsement.
Yeah,
you're such an uncle right
you're
now.
You're on Layla, so not going to be on you.
Affordable prices. The bread, the communion bread was great.
I'm telling you,
the wine was crisp.
Yeah. the communion wafer.
Delicious. They offered you 2-for-1 if you wanted it. The baptism was harmless. They just hosed everybody down. It was great.
What about the singing? The singing?
The singing was choice, man. I seriously enjoyed my experience there. Like, it was really nice. Like, professional singers, they did the baptisms and they were literally dumping jugs of water over everybody's head. So
how many bears?
Yeah. I don't know if I could give the Pope.
Wait, how many popes?
The Pope. Yeah, how many?
The Pope.
How many popes? How many popes?
How many Pope Leos?
This was all just to say I was mad to see 92 on there.
I'm crying.
I got to get up and put these nice clothes on. And it's going to be 92 degrees out.
Oh, you're saying to have to deal with 92 degree weather in real clothes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
You get used to it.
But yes, I was uncling yesterday. Yes.
And also, are we going to also shout out St. Alphonsus for having the Oktoberfest that you and I ran into each other at two weeks ago?
Yeah.
With the ABBA cover band.
Should you say
hell
yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I think he meant heck yeah.
I blew it that night. By the way, how was that band? Because
I love them. I saw them earlier in the summer. I think they do a great job. There were just a ton of, like, everybody was dancing in the street to ABBA. I loved it. I had a great time.
I ran into Layla. I was with a friend. She was with a friend. And we were literally walking out of there as the floods of people were coming in. And I'm like saying to my friend, I'm like, Should we go back in? It seems like we're missing the main event.
I tried to tell him to stay for the ABBA cover band. Did you go
back in? I did. We did not go back in. We did not.
You're like me. You got curfew. I get it.
It wasn't a curfew. It was just like...
It was like 8 o'clock.
Like I said, curfew.
It's ABBA.
It wasn't curfew. It was just like we circled the whole thing. We caught a little bit of all the acts, and we're like, we were done. We had a bratwurst. And
we went all the way to Bratstop.
Oh, you had a bratwurst?
Well, no. You know what we had was the potato pancakes.
I didn't have any of that.
Oh, the potato pancakes were choice. Hung out with some strangers for a little while.
Stranger danger.
With Stranger danger.
I danced with some random dudes. It was fun.
Oh, good. Good. Nice.
All right, so that St. Alphonsus also... No, St. Alphonsus also gets bears. Okay. It wasn't that committed.
I just want to wear a sweater. That's it. I'm tired of the sweater.
You still wear a sweater at night.
You will later this week. Also, if you step into our meat locker of a studio, you could just do it in here.
How many times have you turned the temperature up today, Layla?
A billion. Let's turn the temperature up with Sahadev Sharma.
Yeah! Let's get hot!
He's going to tell us about what he thought about that Cubs game. He writes for The Athletic. That is next from Amy Harrison Grody on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.